What's up, y'all? It is the Poetess, and you are tuned in to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays.
Turn your music up, grab your cup as you ride with the homie G Lou, tuning in to the Westside Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio. G Lou, you know how we do. Take me to the Westside, homie. Yeah, let's get this shit cracking.
Pyros and Crips all got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak. Yak, 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 yak.
Check, check. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, G Lou. I'm joined by my lovely, beautiful, gifted, talented, incredible, accomplished co-host, Miss Queen D.
Good evening, G Lou.
Good evening, Queen. How are you? How are you this evening?
Excuse me, I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty swell, as far as I can tell. Feeling real good, actually.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. Everybody, this is Miss Queen Jean, my beautiful co-host. We do this show called Westside Wednesdays every Wednesday night. And tonight, you know, we have a special guest. First, before we get started, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, homie Jeff Kwan and the whole crew over there who makes it happen. Also, Tweed Cadillac, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the After Six Cruise Mix on Blog Talk Radio as well. Every Thursday night, I co-host with the homie as well, so check that out. Tomorrow night, I believe we have the Jones Girls on there, one of the Jones Girls, so that should be dope. And also, Dede Harrison 100, that's Miss Dede Harrison, the author, the publisher. Check out her books all on Amazon, wherever you find your books at. Also, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, on our G Lou Show YouTube channel, the Queen Jean and Didi as well. And the GLouShow.com, where you can get all the apparel, check out all previous shows, get the links to everything you need and everything to do with the G Lou Show. Also, follow Queen Jean of the G Lou Show. She has ladies apparel, unisex gear as well. So with all that being said right there, wanted to wait, but I want to go ahead and bring him in. We don't want to hold this up because I'm sure we got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot of good stuff to get into. I just wanted more people to get in, but they'll get in when they get in. Not they can catch it back. But without any further ado, the homie is here, I believe. So many things I can say about our guest, this man here, young man at that. But there's so many great things I can say. I probably can't even mention them all. So I'm going to let Queen Jean do it because she does it better than me, and I'm sure she can give you a real proper introduction. So Queen, if you would, go ahead and introduce our guest. He's here.
Yes, let's welcome our amazing guest, Andre Spicer, also known as Hub City Race, straight out of Compton. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Oh, he didn't come in. My bad, sir. My bad.
It.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I said, thank you. I appreciate y'all for inviting me on the show, sharing y'all platform. Oh.
Yes, sir. It's an honor,
oh,
man.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Definitely an honor.
I am doing well, man. I'm doing well. Another day, we're getting closer to this the end of this campaign, and I'm just happy to get towards the end of it. That's all.
Hey,
you have to formally say that you are the councilman.
Man, that's gonna be crazy. Like, I mean, you know, what you know, if God willing and everything, the stars align and everything go my way, this time next week I will be able to say that. And that's a surreal feeling right now to even talk about it.
That's dope.
Right.
That's
right.
Dope. Why?
Hey, can we take a moment out before we start? And can we just take a moment out real quick and say a prayer for San Jose, California, for the people who lost their lives? Just acknowledge that. So prayers going out to San Jose.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now we can proceed, G.
Okay. Yeah, rest in peace to everybody lost their life, and we pray for everybody else, you know, that's going through these things and all that. It's crazy, man. Crazy.
I don't know if I've been under a rock. Did something happen today?
Yeah, they had a shooting there.
Mass shooting.
Yeah, several people.
Oh, my God.
Also deceased. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no,
man.
That's where that mental health comes in that people need to go and get to run from it.
Yeah, I didn't even know nothing about that. This is my first time hearing about it.
Yeah,
because you're so busy, man. You know, you got a lot going on, man. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, man. You know what? This is the first time, this is the first time me ever campaigning. I've never run for office before. It's never happened in a pandemic before.
Right.
And the whole campaigning and voting process is completely different and new. So all this is like first time ever. And it's an interesting journey, just to say the least.
Right, right. Right.
I think it's pretty cool because, like, you know, I was born and raised in Compton. So, but when you like born and raised in Compton, you typically go to certain areas of the city because, you know, certain areas you're just not comfortable in, or, you know, it's you don't know what's going on, or you do know what's going on and you're trying to stay away from it. So, you know, you kind of stay in your pockets in Compton.
Right.
Or in LA, period. You know what I'm saying? LA County,
right.
Period, you know.
Right.
You kind of stay in your pockets, but being that I have to walk the district, walk the area, I'm going into neighborhoods that I've known about my whole life, you know, maybe passed through, but I'm actually walking them
right
now and talking to the neighbors and finding out, you know, what's going on in their section, in their area, and just getting from a different point of view than my own. So all is like pretty dope experiences and all that, man. I didn't mean to jump ahead of the interview or not.
No,
nah,
you're good.
You're
good. But since you said that, I know we are moving a bit ahead. Since we said all that and we know we're up to speed that you're running for city council and all that, let's go back. But before I do that, I just wanted to butt in when you were talking about everything and you said next week, again, I think the first would be the voting day. But I know this has been dragging on for some months now. Why is it, for the people who don't know, has it went on in the runoffs and taking so long? Is that a good or bad thing?
So, in Compton, first let me just say we've been campaigning for 6 months. This has been going on for 6 months. But in Compton, you have to, during an election, you have to win 50% plus one vote to win
right.
an election.
Right.
Now, in Compton, you have about 5-6 people running for office. You got 5 or 6 people running for office, and in that, you know, it's kind of hard to get 50% when you got 6 people running for office.
Right.
So
right.
What happens is they'll take the 2 highest vote go getters, and then they'll say, okay, now you guys do the runoff. So the first time I won in the primaries, I had 36%. The current councilman had 25%, so I was beating him by 11%. And so now we're going into this runoff, and it's just me and him. So somebody's going to get 50% plus one vote. And
right.
I'm just doing everything I can to make sure that's me. So that's why it happens like that, though.
Right, right. And it's a big thing, and I'm not actually from – Queen is actually from Compton. I'm from L.A., but not Compton particularly. But Queen, actually, that's crazy because, yeah, Queen is from Compton, but which is my co-host. Okay. But tell
that's
us more about, like
–
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Queen, she back. What up, Queen? You back?
Yeah, am I okay now?
Yeah,
okay.
It seems to be. Yeah, 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 good. But, my man, I want to ask you, like, okay, like you said, you're in the runoff. You need 50% of the vote or a little bit over. What is it like now? Like I don't know, opposed to your opponent and all that. We know the people who vote, but the people who don't. Is it important for the people to get out there and vote? And what's been the response? Are you getting the people that need to be, like the people of color and the people that need to really get out there to make this change? Because a lot of people, you know, don't know this is where the change starts, not with this president stuff, but within your own city. You know, so
yeah,
is the response good?
And it's the local
election. You know, as far as all that?
Actually, man, we historically have low voter turnout where I'm at. And
wow.
So our numbers are typically somewhere around 1,000 for my district. You know what I'm saying? Out of 10,000 registered, only 1,000 typically show up. This past
year,
we had about 1,400 people vote. So, you know, we're expecting somewhere around that same number.
How do you change that?
Man, really, it's getting out there and talking to people that look like me and you, bro, because the thing is, Compton is 100,000 people in Compton. The average age is 25 years old, but the average voter is 55. So we're like, literally not representing ourselves. And
right.
So that's just really us breaking, you know, the reason why it's important down in layman's terms. People that got time, which is, you know, people don't have time to digest all the stuff that goes on. You can't do 40 hours a week at work. You can't raise three kids and go to school and do all these different things, start a business and all this stuff, and then try to keep up with all the necessary things. You want somebody to be able to kind of like break it down for you. So when you understand it, you can digest it and make decisions for yourself. And so that's where I'm trying to meet my people at, man. I'm just trying to meet them. Meet them where they stand.
Right, right.
Where they at.
Right. Before we continue, also, I don't know if it's you on the speaker or what. We got a little bit of feedback. I just wanted to make sure I could hear the people can hear you clear. Do you hear that too, Queen, or is that just me?
No, I hear it as well.
Are you getting feedback?
Or just like some background. I don't know what it is, but we're not hearing you all the way clear. I can, but I just wanted, you know, to make sure everybody can. We need to hear everything you're saying. So I just want to make sure of that before we continue.
Okay, give me one second.
You know, just like if you got a booger, you know, you're supposed to tell your homie, right? So that's all. Like, just
right.
A little bit of, just want everybody to hear it too. That's all. You listen back to the interview, you're going to be like, man, he didn't tell me I sounded like, you know, so that's all.
Right. Give me one second. I'm going to try to take my earbud out. Is this a little bit better?
Yeah, that's what I told Queen. Sometimes you can't hear that, but we can the other way. Yeah, that's much better.
Oh, okay. Cool. Let me put it up first.
I'll be saying,
on,
Queen. Just can't catch
yeah.
it. But it's a little background, but it's okay. I can hear you better. But just
like,
as long as I can hear
you. Like air conditioning or a window or something. That's what it sounds more like,
like
a fan.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm outside, so that's probably why.
Right.
Why you kind of hear a background noise. I'm going to try to get into a more quiet space. I'm sorry, guys. I had no idea you heard
okay.
everything in my background.
You're fine, man.
It's
you're fine,
good.
Bro.
Yeah.
But
we're just happy to have you here with us. We'll
yes,
get
that's
yeah,
part.
Man.
But,
no, that's,
but
go ahead. I can hear you, though.
Okay, but take them back now that we got out of the way. We kind of jumped ahead. I just want to, if we can, rewind and kind of tell the people who you are, who Andre Spicer is, Hub City Dre, and, you know, all of this, you know, for the people who don't know, just like, who is this guy or whatever, you know what I mean? Tell us who Hub City Dre is, Mr. Spicer, originally.
Man, I am a lifelong resident of the city of Compton. I started off my whole career, man, designing evening gowns and
in tuxedos and things. I was in fashion real heavy. Stumbled into radio, started an internet radio station just so I can kind of help change the image of Compton. And we've been running that for the last 10 years. And with that, we've been giving back to the community, job resources, expungement clinics, mentorship programs for the youth. We've been just doing everything we could just to kind of change the image of Compton, uplift the community. And
wow.
Kind of transition now into politics because I realized that this
game
is where that's what most affects us, right? So if I'm trying to change the image and the perception of Compton, which is a lot of times in stereotypes, because I've traveled a lot, and when especially in fashion, right? So I was doing a lot of traveling, and when I move around, people would ask me where I'm from, and I would say, I'm from Compton, not L.A. and no disrespect to L.A., but I would always say Compton.
Right.
So they'd
right.
tell me, I don't look like, I don't walk like, I don't dress like, talk like, move like, I'm from Compton. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever that was supposed to mean. And those are all based off of the stereotypes, right? And a lot of stereotypes are enforced by media representation. And at that time, we didn't have any media representation, people of color.
Right.
So, and I'm looking at, TV shows and movies and news, and the way they portray people from Compton is a particular way. And they want you to fit these stereotypes. So I just tried to get around. I just tried to change that whole perspective. And so that's kind of how I stumbled into how important politics, was in that. First, it was the media aspect, and then with the media, you realize that politics really influence certain structural things, in politics or in government,
right?
Kind of helps put us in these situations and keeps us in these situations.
Right. So, that's very true.
So I just wanted to play my part.
Very, very true. And even with that, and you mentioned that, that's just a sidebar. That's kind of really how I know you. Even before I did know you, had just heard of you through the radio, Hub City Radio, which I followed years back. Kind of, I started my show around the same time, so I just remember Hub City Radio all the time, and that's kind of where I know you from. So I know you've been doing your thing. So just this new game with you in the politics too, that turned me on to you as well in a different light. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, that's my man right there. So that's very big of you, man, to always progress and show the people that we can do these type of things. You know what I mean? Like that.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful thing, man.
Man, I appreciate you saying that. And yeah, man, and really it's just us having these conversations, man, and talking about the things that really affect us the most and how we can make change. Because now I'm getting to an age, like, now we're trying to buy, my generation, we're buying property now. We're buying houses and
right.
stuff. We're trying to get, start families and get settled in communities, preferably the ones that we, we're familiar with. Now, I always refer to Compton as like having a mansion that's kind of wore out, broke down. And you decide you want to move out and go get an apartment as opposed to fixing up your mansion. And
right.
And that's kind of how I break it down to certain people when they talk about, leaving the city or, wanting to regroup somewhere else. So we're in a real unique space, and I really kind of try to explain to people how unique of a space that we're in right now. And we should
right.
really take advantage of it. So, and that's not just in Compton, man. That's really in all urban communities. Like, we're really in a good space, man. I know it's a lot of craziness going on in the world. But we are in a very unique time to make some power moves that will take our generation, the generations after us to another level. And
to
so
another
we
level,
have
that's
to take
right.
advantage of those opportunities. And this is one of them.
Right. Right, right. Right, and Compton, man, is a beautiful place, man, a incredible landmark, so much history. And, you know, besides the history, like you said, that people know, even though that's what may, quote-unquote, put it on the map, but, I mean, it has so much rich history besides, like I said, the stereotypes before that and the people that are come from Compton, you know, even the, you know, like the president and, you know, all of these things. You got the horse, you know, so much different things that people don't know about Compton. Can you speak about that? You know what I mean? Because like you said, the stereotypes, but tell us about the other side of Compton, which you are part of too, because your family is rooted there in history, and kind of tell us about that side of Compton that people don't know.
Right. Well, so my grandmother was the first black person on her block. And that was out in Richland Farms. And Richland mm-hmm. Farm area is more like a countryside of Compton. So my grandmother, they had a half acre of land, or still have a half acre of land. On that half acre of land, we had horses, we had pigs, we had goats, chickens, rabbits, geese, because they used to tear my ass up, man. Geese. What else did we have, man? We had all kind of stuff in our backyard, and it was just a farm, and that area is just a farm area. And
right.
So, it, you know, what we were known for, Compton was known for prior to the NWAs and the, you know, the DJ Quicks, prior to all that, we were known for agriculture.
Mm.
And what we were able to grow, because we had, like, we have the best soil this side of, you know, in L.A. County. And the reason mm-hmm. why we have the best soil is because for hundreds of years, the L.A. County River used to overflow. And Compton was low-key a swamp. It used to flood out all the time. Every winter it used to flood out. And then sort of spring and summer to dry up. So hundreds of years of that fertilized the soil. So when the farmers started to come here and start to plant stuff, the harvest was, you know, three times, four times the amount they usually is, they realized what was going on and how valuable the land was. So
right.
we even took it down to, we even named some of our neighborhoods, our street gangs, after
farm dog.
Some of this stuff. You know, if you're talking about some farm dog, if you're talking about treetop, if you're talking about fruit town,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
those areas are named after agricultural history in Compton.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know that. There's so much history in Compton, bro. We had the first.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. It's your world, bro.
You were saying some important stuff, so I didn't want to cut that off. But what I was saying, just to tap into that, are there kids or people, like, from the other side of Compton or just inner city? Because some people don't really leave their immediate area. Like, is there kids and stuff in Compton that are aware of their own history that are from Compton? No, because it may be, you know, like you live in L.A., some people still ain't even been to the beach. You know what I mean? But is it people
no.
that know about this history?
No. No, people don't know about it like they're supposed to know about it. And it's just like black history or African history. We don't know a lot about it like we're supposed to know it either. You know, it's stuff that's
right,
out here that we need to know about. And man, if people knew how rich the history was and where they from, if they only knew, bro, we got so much history and just where we're at right now in Compton.
Airports too. Airport in Compton.
We have so Compton is a suburb by all definition. Like, we are a suburb by all definition. The mentality is ghetto, but by definition, we're a suburb. We have our own water supply. We got our own school district. We got our own college. We got our own airport. We got railroad tracks that run through this thing. We got a police station. We got fire stations. Bro, we got everything we need.
Mm.
We just don't utilize it. You know what I'm saying? We don't take advantage of it in the way that we should.
One more thing I want to ask, and I'm going to let Queen, because I know she has a lot of questions for you. I heard you speak on this in somewhere else, another interview, speaking about how, you know, you're a business owner as well, and some of your businesses, how you wanted to first get the space for your business, what you had to go through with the owner of the land. And the thing that blew me away with that, what you said, is like, and I guess it's true, we just don't see it, like, where people, first of all, we know the people who, like, almost the property, they don't live there in Compton, you know, for the most part. Like you said, they don't check on the property, but the property can be vacant. And you said this out of your own mouth. The guy told you out of his own mouth he makes more money as a tax write-off than to rent it to you. And that, I thought that was crazy. So we have vacant lots and businesses that are vacant because they're made to be that way. Can you speak on that? And I'm going to give it to Queen.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. So what happens is, it was crazy because, you know, you're trying to open up new businesses in your community. You're looking at the community and you're looking at all this poverty. You're looking at this homelessness. You're looking at all these people hanging out in front of these abandoned buildings. And you say, well, I want to do something about it. And so you contact the landlord. You're like, man, ain't nobody rented this place out for 15 years, bro. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And he tell you, you know, he like you and everything. He act like he want to work with you, but he say, man, look, I just really make more money off of writing this off as a tax before I, you know, then I do.
That's crazy.
Rent it out to you. And to me, it was crazy. Yeah, it's crazy because you're like, man, you're going to turn down my money. And the fact that you want to, like, we're going to do something with your building. So we're trying to do something with your building and try to change, remodel this stuff. So, excuse me. And so we go through that whole process, that whole song and dance. He eventually let us rent it out. But my point was, having so much vacant land in the city of Compton, you have landlords like that own it, that decide they don't want to do nothing with it because they don't have to. Now, my thing as a councilman or a representative, just like you got HOAs or just like you got a you can't do stuff in your neighborhood. You know, you got neighborhood watch. You just got
right.
You can't leave your trash cans out all night. You can't park on your grass. It's just stuff things you hold your residents accountable for. That we obviously don't. We have the same rules or very similar rules to business owners, but we just don't apply the same pressure as we do to the business owners. So they got grass growing tall as me. You know, all in their lots. You know, they got the gate is raggedy. They storing, you know, barrels of whatever material, oil, hazardous, non-hazardous material on the land, just letting it sit, and it looks horrible in the community, and it changes the mindset of the people around there. You start to treat it like a ghetto because that's what it looks like. And so being a business owner, I understand that. And I know a whole bunch of other entrepreneurs that want to come to the city of Compton that find it hard to get started in Compton for not the reasons that I told you, but reasons at City Hall where they can't get their business license or they can't, you know, they can't do anything. So I want to help streamline, getting their people's businesses started in Compton as well, because for whatever reason, everyone has a hard time starting their business in Compton. And so they end up leaving and going, taking that revenue somewhere else.
Wow. That's pretty deep. I just wanted you to speak on that because that just blew me away when I heard you speak on that. And, you know, you never think about it that way, but wow. Queen Jean, I'm going to let you take over. Queen, you got it.
You know, you were just speaking of different locations in Compton. I was thinking about right there on El Segundo and Central, I believe, where that Smart and Finals is, across the street from there where the motorcycle club and everything was at. That whole block right there is what makes Compton look kind of ran down as well, because people hang out there, you know, the guys hang out there, and you had the landmark Mama Naka's that was there. I don't know if it's still there, but that was a nice place. And I believe Mama Naka's been there for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, and where Smart and Finals is now, there used to be a liquor store, the Chicken Shack, all that used to be right there in that area. And then across the street, you had Golden Bird. Now, I remember when Golden Bird was just a place everybody would go, but then it became so ran down. where the business wasn't popping as much as it used to be. And I'm just speaking on these places because these are places that I'm familiar with and how it looks, how it was looking, or how it looks now. I haven't been back home for about a year now, but I didn't go to Compton when I was home last year. I was born and raised in Compton. I was raised on 166 in Hilford, right around behind that cemetery there. I went to Centennial and Willowbrook, and my family is all in Compton off of 124th and Wilmington, and where that fire station. Is that fire station still there?
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah, and they had Harriet Tubman. So, yeah, Compton is a suburban area, like you said. It just doesn't. It just has to get back to that because it was looking like that and once upon a time. It did look very suburban and once upon a time. Like you said, your grandmother was the first black, the only black to live on her block because at one time it was just all white that lived there. So,
right,
yeah.
Right. Was, I mean, that was the entire city. I don't know if you've seen them yet on Amazon Prime. Man,
that was a very
they really...
Movie, yes.
Yeah, that was, and it was accurate too, very accurate.
Very accurate, yeah.
Very accurate.
My daughter,
I mean, aside from the horror side of it, I don't know about the horror part, creepy stuff, but you know, as far as the
white and the black,
the white flight and the
it was very accurate.
So, and it was a beautiful city at the time, and it just, you know, we had some issues, just like every. You know, we had some issues to deal with, and it's been a transition over the years. So, eventually we can get it back to those glory days. But the area of Compton that you were referring to, that's the area I used to work in. That's in District 1. I'm actually working in
District
2.
What
yeah, I'm running in District 2. District 2 would be between Compton Boulevard and El Segundo, Willowbrook and Atlantic. So it's the northeast side of Compton. And so what I do, because you know I know who I'll be talking to, I was talking to my demographic. I start naming out the neighborhoods that live in the district. So your Santana blocks, your Elm Street, your Lutus Park, your Mobs, your Largos, you know, Mona Park. That's all the area that I would cover.
And, you know, I used to have a daycare, and I would do pickups in, on Long Beach Boulevard. And the parents would say, well, they go to school in Compton. And when they said it was off of Long Beach Boulevard and Artesia, and I was like, this is not Compton. But I never knew that Long Beach Boulevard was a part of Compton until I started doing my daycare. I never even knew.
Oh, yeah.
So, And I was like, wow. So I know that you were saying that on Long Beach Boulevard, you want to take that whole area and just make it, put businesses there. What type of businesses do you want to put there? Because I know that it was once one of the famous strolls over there, and it was real raggedy over there at one time. I don't know what it looks like now. But
yeah, no, we can.
Putting,
I would love to see lounges, cigar lounges. You know, several different, you know, a skating rink. I'd love to have a movie theater again. Bowling alley, you know, all of those different things I would love to bring to the city. Having things for children to do, kids to do, that keeps them occupied.
Yeah.
You know, getting our parks back active.
How would you bring the community and public safety, how would you bring that together? You know, because, you know, it's a division there, and the community don't look at the police or the, I guess it's the sheriffs now there like it was before. How would you bring that together?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time. Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, say that. What was that question? I'm sorry.
Public safety and the residents. How would you, with the police, the sheriff's department there, what would you do to make it a better relationship with the community? How would you go about that?
Man, now I'm glad you asked that. So for the last 4 years, we've been working with the sheriff's after school program, trying to get more kids acclimated into their program and working with our kids and doing events, getting them into boxing and skateboarding and robotics and things like that. So what that does is, for me, it develops a relationship between our law enforcement and our youth. See, these 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, they're going to be 16, 17, 18. And for them to have some type of dialogue, relationship with law enforcement could be a good thing. That's one thing. But the other thing is developing a committee that represents the community that works with law enforcement to talk about in what ways we're police, how we're police, what's policed, why it's policed. See, some things that we find that we deem that's important that they don't necessarily see as important. They might feel it's more important to jack me up because I look suspicious versus finding out where these illegal fireworks are going off at, or this prostitution issue on Long Beach Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So these are conversations that we need to have. And then negotiation when it comes down to the contract. We need to have more negotiation power and why we're hiring them, what we're hiring them to do. So, but mostly it all comes down into communication and how we're going to develop that dialogue and conversation. We can't go without having some type of law enforcement. Either we get our own or we develop a relationship with what's in place. So for me, all options are on the table. But, you know, to each his own. I'm all about having my own everything.
Right.
I'm all about ownership, but to each his own.
Yeah, I know when I was, I used to work for USC for the campus police, and we had an Explorer program. I was an advisor for Explorers, and that was pretty good for the youth, an Explorer program, because it made the other youngsters want to go out and recruit their friends and bring them in. And some of those guys have even graduated from the program and got out of high school and became police officers because of the Explorer program. You know,
right,
so that's
right.
That's a good thing to have as well.
And then you also want to be policed by people that look like you, that understand how you speak. You know, and I'm not talking about English and Spanish. I'm just talking about our dialogue and how we communicate.
Exactly.
You know.
It's just you
get that when you have Explore programs, because you got people from the community that's involved in those Explore programs that will eventually police their own neighborhood.
Exactly. Because that's just how it went.
And we need to start to get away from the rhetoric of being a cop is a bad thing, because if we want to change any system, we have to be a part of it to change it.
Yeah.
And I'm not no advocate for law enforcement at all. I know how it started, where it started, where it was, you know, what it was meant to do. But I know where we're at today as well. So we have to be conscious of all of that.
Exactly. I heard you speaking about the garage conversion program. Can you tell us about that? Speak more about that.
Yeah. So the garage conversion program allows residents to get a loan for up to $50,000. And if they live in, so this loan is for them to fix up their garage, convert it to a single family dwelling. From there, they can charge up to $1,000 a month. The loan is forgiven after they stayed at the home for, I believe, 10 years. I believe it's 10 years. So, yeah, that's what the garage conversion program pretty much consists of. The downside to that, which, you know, people usually don't talk about the downside to their ideas, but the downside to that is that you'll get a lot more street parking. And we have a huge complaint about so many cars on the street now in certain areas. So that's just something to consider. But I'm all about having the ideas, putting out solutions, talking about the pros and the cons, and we make the decision together as a community.
Yeah, because all those homes in Compton have garages.
What's that?
I said most of the homes in Compton, they have garages.
Yeah.
And also another thing, your what is it called? The boxable home?
Yes. So now my idea with that is it was for that was an investment idea for the community, right? So most people, when we talk about bringing shelters to a community, everybody wants it, but nobody wants it next door or in their backyard, meaning they don't want it close to them. So what I said was, well, what if we can figure out something to where we can make this an investment opportunity to where you can actually make money from this? And so that's when the boxable idea came into play. So now we're all on these boxables, which are 20 by 20 mini homes. They're 9 feet tall. They're fully furnished. They're $50,000 a piece. They're fireproof. They're weatherproof. They're bug-proof. They're mold-proof. So it's perfect for L.A. conditions and for what you might be using them for. So if we all own one and we own the land that it's on and we get government aid to house the homeless, because it's been billions of dollars allotted for housing homeless. We can get X amount of dollars per month for each boxable, because as we're housing homeless, you know, homeless people. And over a couple of years, your boxable is paid for and everything is profit after that. But in addition to that, you, in order for anyone to live in these boxables, they have to be a part of our 12-month program. And that 12-month program consists of NA classes, AA classes, self-defense, child training, you know, yoga, meditation, all of those different things. So that these people can get skills and sharpen up and be ready for society and what the world, you know, has to offer. So that's my idea, to have kind of all complete wraparound services. So it does three things. It helps clean up the homelessness issue in your street or in your area. It benefits you financially, and you actually help people get their lives together and back on track. So it's a win-win all the way around, and the community does it for the community, so it's very empowering.
Yeah, because sometimes all the people need is someone who's willing to really be there to help them out. You know, there are some of the homeless people and people who get out of jail, just, you know, you're out of jail, you just don't even know which way to go. You have people who are in foster homes, as you stated, who at 18, they're released from the foster homes and they don't even know which direction to go in. You know, because the help is just, they're not guided to the right place to go. So doing things like what you're speaking of, that's going to be a great help to the community, a great help to the community. What's the most important thing for the city of Compton right now that you're looking to change? The most important thing that's like number one on the list?
Getting what they pay for. And what I mean by that is, you guys have, we have the highest taxes. We have the highest taxes. We pay the highest in water bill. First thing I want to do is make sure we get everything we pay for.
Yeah, and those water bills
from there
crazy.
On. Yeah, property taxes as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We have one of the highest property taxes in the state. So we're dealing with that. I just want to make sure that we're going to at least, we can't change. We're not going to change what those
what those taxes are. We can't change what the cost of living here in the city is right now. That's not going to happen. And if anybody comes to you and tells you they can do that, they're just blowing smoke up just, you know, up your tail.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But what we can do is say, at least we're going to get what we paid for. So if we're paying the high life, we're going to live the high life. So let's get it together. And that's the mentality I'm coming into this thing with. You know, it's far too often that we're taken advantage of and we don't get nowhere near what we pay for, what we deserve. And then what we do is we just settle for the basics. Oh, man, can you come at least pave my street, make sure I ain't got no potholes. That's
right,
like,
I was gonna ask
that's
you
so basic.
That.
That's so basic.
Right,
that's
like
so basic,
I'm
right
sure
there.
People want to know about the streets and the parking situation, because you did mention the parking situation. How can that change? I mean, because the streets, everybody is driving cars now. So you have maybe three or four cars to a home, one home.
So the only thing that you can really do, the only thing that you can really do is get with the neighbors on the block. And everybody on your block has, well, not everyone, but you have to have, I think, 70% of your block say that they want parking permitted parking. And then you're submitted back to the city, and sometime you'll get your block permitted or whatever area that is permitted. So, but you have to do that as soon as possible. And the thing is, you have so many houses that have so many cars that they're going to say, well, what does that mean for my cars? I got 10 cars at this house. I'm not signing that, you know. And if you got so many of those houses on your block already, then that's what you're going to be dealing with.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I'm going to always give you both sides, your pros and your cons.
Yeah, as you should. I mean, it's good to hear the pros and the cons, but a lot of times people are just looking for a solution, the right answer, and don't want to hear the possibility of what it won't be, you know, versus what it will be.
The opposition. No one wants to hear about the opposition. Yeah, but it's true, and that's just what, you know, and I've seen some blocks do it. That's why I say that, because, you know, being a liaison for the first district, you have some of the experience already of the, you know, the issues that you're going to deal with and how to solve them. So I've been here already. I've done this one already. I know how this goes. So, you know, and this is our options. These are our options, at least for now, you know, until we decide, hey, we're going to permit the whole city. You know how many people we would piss off if we just decided one day we're just going to permit the whole city? Or even just your neighborhood, you ain't had no say-so in it. You know, people would be pissed.
Right. I've seen where people have put cones out, cones in front of their homes. Like, they'll put cones for where you just can't come and park here. Like, they'll have cones from their
driveway. I've known one lady to break glass in front of her house just so her neighbors wouldn't park there when she went to work.
Wow. Yeah, or they do those trash cans out, like you know.
Yeah, they do the most.
Right? Like you were saying about leaving trash cans out. People do that as well, just so they won't have their parking space taken away.
Listen, I do that. I do it. Man, I got a neighbor down the street that got about three or four trucks. Nah, I don't be wanting to see this big old white truck sitting in front of my house every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes I do it. I do it on trash day. I might leave it out there, go take it out a little early, take it in a little late. I know how it go. I get it.
Yeah. But, see, and that's what, like you were saying about that, because out here where I'm living in Charlotte now, and they have this HOA, and, oh, my goodness, it's just crazy, the fees that you pay for HOA and some of the things that are just not allowed. It's beneficial, and then it could be nerve-wracking, you know, like, wow. And even when I stayed in Carson, they have zoning. Is it zoning in Compton? Because we were having something done to our home there. We lost them?
Yeah, I think we lost his call dropped. I'm sure he'll check right back in, but we lost him for the minute. I don't know what happened. So hopefully he'll check right back in. Yeah, yeah. Great conversation, though. Everybody just tuned in. I don't know who just tuned in, who hasn't, but our special guest tonight is Mr. Andre Spicer, a.k.a. Hub City Dre, resident of Compton, California, who is running for city council in the second district of Compton. They are having the election that is coming up on the 1st of June. So anybody out there, if you are able, if you live in the city of Compton, you know anybody that lives in Compton, put the word out right there, man, to go vote for the homie, man. So, you know, you can make change in Compton because, you know, that's a lot of times where the change starts is right there, you know. And like you said, our people don't go vote, and a lot of times we just don't. The time we do may vote is like, you know, when the president election will show up, stuff like that. Not saying everybody, but, you know, a lot of people just don't vote. A lot of people just don't know even what's going on, who's running anything. And a lot of times that is true. But when we do have people such as Andre who is running, that's when we do need to show up and you know, I don't know much about the other candidate. I'm not telling you who to vote for and all that. But when we have somebody like Andre who can make change and somebody like who is one of us, I think we need to get out there, man, and make that happen for the homie. So that's just my two cents on the matter. But we lost him. Hopefully he'll check right back in. But
he has a lot under his belt.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm just saying he do have a lot under his belt. He's the owner of three businesses. He provides mentorship programs for youth. He did several food and backpack giveaways. You know, just a all around great guy and good for a city councilman would be a great
right.
city councilman. So yes, encouraged to. You know, if you know somebody that lives in Compton, if you're on the air and you know someone who lives in Compton and you're from Compton, go vote. You know, vote for him. It's June the 1st is the general election. So, yes, I was just go do it because we need somebody who knows the city and is for the city. You know.
Right. Right. Definitely. Definitely that. We need that. We need the homie in there. So please show up and show out for the homie. If you need more information, you can follow Dre what is his IG? I am Hub City Dre, I believe it is IG. You can just look him up. Yeah, I am Hub City Dre. That's his IG. And then on Facebook, I believe it's Andre Spicer, which is his name. But you can just look him up and check him out, see what he's all about. And like I said, he also has his radio station, too. That's where I knew him from years ago. Kind of when I started my show, I was used to see Hub City Radio and check him out from time to time. So, you know, he's been doing his thing for a minute. So, shout out to Hub City Dre. Shout out to BTP Media Group again, Jeff Kwan, the crew, for making it happen. Shout out to 93.0 Tweed FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac, tomorrow night. Special guest, I believe, one of the Jones girls. I believe I have that right. But tune in to Tweed Cadillac Show tomorrow.
Shirley.
I'll be there as well with the homie. What is it, Queen?
Shirley Jones.
Yeah, Shirley Jones of the legendary Jones Girls will be in the building tomorrow or on the premises, as Tweed says. So shout out to the Tweed. Shout out to Didi Harrison 100. Again, our author, publisher. Check out her books on Amazon or wherever books are sold. She has some great books out there. And she also hosts a show called Conversations in the Hookah Lounge every Saturday night with the Queen Jean right here and Didi Harrison as well. So check them out. And while we're waiting on, I guess, to hit back, I guess we'll go to a break right quick and come right back. Do we have any announcements or anything for tonight, Queen?
Well, I have something to tell the people for Saturday, May the 29th, and this is from Andre Spicer, Go TV Rally. Get out the vote Saturday, May 29th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Julian Barber Shop parking lot at 1333 East Compton Boulevard. Park on Crane Avenue. Bring your ballots.
come out and enjoy live music, food, games, poetry, art, and more. This is a family-friendly event, and everyone is welcome. So it's just to come out and bring your ballot. This is Saturday, March the 29th. So that will be this weekend.
Okay.
Just wanted to put that out.
That's dope. Yeah, come out,
well,
show out, show out.
In case you don't come back. Yeah. Come out and support him because he's running against Isaac Galvin. That's who he's running against. Yeah, the guy's name is Isaac Galvin. And it says his apartment was raided. Yeah, his apartment was, he said, it says his apartment was raided in November 2020, according to the LA Times article. So currently he has a DUI and no valid driver's license, but collects auto allowance. So, yeah, you know, you have to do your research. You have to really do your research and pick the better candidate, which it sounds like, you know, Andre Spicer would be the better candidate because I'm from Compton and he's also brother from Compton, but just everything that he has going on now, and he's been in the politics for a very, very long time. So,
right, right.
You know, we want the best candidate for our cities, no matter where we live, to run our cities.
Right. Yep, yep. Let me see. Oh, before we continue, we got a caller. Let me go to phone lines. Let me see. Okay. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. Oh, actually,
you didn't
I'm,
press
a
one.
Oh, Compton,
shit.
I'm a former Compton City resident. I lived in a complex called the Lutheran Gardens for several years on El Segundo and Willowbrook. And I noticed...
That's this district.
Yeah, it's like right around the corner almost from Mona Park. And I heard that Dre said that's one of the areas that he'll be servicing. What I've noticed is that the crime was kind of bad over there. I haven't been there in years. I have no idea. But when I was there, that building didn't even have a fence around it. Now it's all fenced in and all of that. So how do you see the situation in Compton getting any better within the next few years? Or do you have a barometer, or what's your forecast on that?
He's not here, so I guess you didn't hear it. We lost him a few minutes ago. We were waiting on him to call back. His call dropped, so, yeah, he's not with us at the moment.
That's a good question, too.
I had to let you know.
I'm kind of curious to know because he had mentioned those Largos, and it was a time when we actually was difficult to even go to the liquor store, the cleaners, at any given time, because those little bitty chihuahuas would come through on bikes and jump. Baby kids like 13, 12 years old, you ain't even paying no attention, and they was on dirt bikes, dude. It was really, really dangerous, man.
Wow.
So I'm just wondering, man, were they able, did the sheriffs come in, beat people up or whatever? I mean, did they kind of squash that situation over there? Because it was bad for a long time.
Yeah. I don't even think they have the sheriffs no more, do they? Compton sheriffs are no longer. Think they just like police, right, Queen? Or do you know?
No.
Well,
the Compton
last I knew
police
it was
station
the
is gone. Yeah, the Compton Police Station, Bend Department, actually, been gone.
Yeah.
It's been in the sheriff's.
Yeah.
They patrol
all
the time.
Oh, so it's the sheriff. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the other way around. Okay, I knew it was one. I thought it was the sheriff's. Okay.
Yeah.
It is the sheriff's.
It is.
I mean,
sheriff.
I thought it was
the
police.
Compton.
Yeah.
No, it ain't been
okay.
Compton Police in years. It hasn't been Compton Police in years. And the sheriffs don't really care, and they come
so it's
in,
not the sheriffs, it's the L.A.
Head.
County sheriffs. It's not Compton sheriffs. L.A. County sheriffs, right?
Yep. The dudes that got the tan shirts on. The ones
with
the
L.A.
tan
County sheriffs.
Yeah.
Tan and green.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
Those were our uniforms for USC, and that's why they would tell us when we would leave the campus, don't wear your uniform shirt out, wear a T-shirt out, because people wouldn't know if you was the sheriffs or not, because our colors were the same. And green.
Got a point. So about some music? What about some Compton music, since we just sitting here?
I know, right?
Straight out of Compton. He did start off with Kendrick Lamar.
I did, Kendrick. Yeah. I got you, though,
Lamar.
Tweet. Yeah. I got you, Tweet.
Hey, Tweet, great
interview,
too, Tweet.
I would like to still ask him a question, if possible.
Okay.
We'll let you
and
know
Tweet,
when he's back.
Yeah, we will. And Tweet, I don't know what Queen was saying, but piggyback on that great interview with the homie, though, Soren Baker, Unique Access. Check that out. Tweet has an interview on YouTube with Unique Access. Check that out. Dope interview, bro. Dope interview.
Yeah.
Also, Tweet, tell them about tomorrow, who you got on there tomorrow, man.
Shirley Jones. Everyone saw her Sunday on Unsung episode. She's going to be live on the premises tomorrow night. And it's going to be a Jones Girl thing. So we plan on asking some good questions and hope we get some good answers. I'm going to leave it at that, man. But we about to have some fun tomorrow.
There he is.
Yeah, I checked out that Unsung, too.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That Unsung Jones Girl. So I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. It should be good.
Likewise, sir. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
That part. Tweet Cadillac, y'all. G. Lou, Queen Jean.
Hey.
We in the city of Compton.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak.
Man down. Where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know. Where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city, I run, my nigga.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking crack or moon cocaine. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, YG Lucky. Ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly. Waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and coldness, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his brains blown out. At the same burger sandwich, same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at him different. That was back when I was 9. Joey packed a 9, pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with 4 guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it's up, fuck you shooting for. If you ain't walking up, you fucking punk. Picking up the fucking pump, picking up you sucker. Sucker dick or die, a sucker punch. A wall of bullets coming from AKs, ARs, AR, duck. That's what mama said when we was eating that free lunch. Oh man, goddamn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94. Fuck your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose. You wind up dead on the noose. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BG's up to pre-approved. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the Ozzy's. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes success. When we in traffic and tragic happens, that shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy your chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City.
Bend down, where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This mad city, I run, my nigga.
If I rules and Chris all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak.
Wake your punk ass up. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. Real simple and plain. Let me teach you some lessons about the streets. Good. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. How we do?
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad.
sleeping in the living room on my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. The light pole, two niggas hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security gone for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends. To stage a robbery, the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up. Cocaine laced and marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. I was straight tweaking the next week and we broke even. I made allegiance and made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Cocaine, weed. Niggas been mixing shit since the 80s, lo. Sharm states butt naked. Death, make a nigga flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked as shit. Lock a nigga in. A laundry. Rose crash. Bullets. Cops. Still in the hood. Nope. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. The hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they bang. And niggas that rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. Yeah. Couple of IPs with the fucking spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, the street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, harsh turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the pistol grip. Yeah, trip. We in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause yeah, so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand. And the burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed a nigga at 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick you seen in the street with a basketball and some now latest to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the seat? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead a boy with a chopper that holds the court as a hostage. Kill them all if they gossip. The children of the corn, they've been alive and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the powder, then watch this flame that arrive in his eye. Listen, count with the consequence, aim as they bang in the slot. How's that bitch with deposit, a price on his head, the tot, probably go to the project's eye. Live inside the belly of the rough, Compton, USA. Made me an angel and angel dust.
Nigga, pass Dr. Bottle. Damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up. What you holding it for? Niggas always acting insensitive and shit.
Nigga, that ain't no word.
Nigga, shut up. The doc, you good, my nigga? Don't even trip. Just lay back and drink that.
Yes, sir. Westside Wednesday next week. 90% confirmed. Lil Easy. Westside Wednesdays.
But you thought I am a soldier. Oh, niggas know I'm getting closer. Danger all in the mirror and the rover. All the sights on me but the world colder. Fuck 12, tell them I ain't pulling over. We got the type of money that don't ever fold up. With the weight of the world on our shoulders. The world way too big. 7 billion holes in your ass ain't shit. When they tryna close in, tell them suck my dick. The world way too big. 7 billion holes in your ass ain't shit. When they tryna close in, tell them suck my dick.
Still 100 miles and running. Niggas know just how I'm coming. Ballin' hard, stacking hundreds. Money overflowing. Pockets steady bulging. Easy young, wild and low-key, catch me slide, roof open, rich and roofless blowing. Heavy with promotions, everything in motion. You know just how I'm coming, tell the label run it. We want it all, fuck the couple, honey. Big business, still in it, Billy Tennant, independent nigga. Dead presidents keep printing, nigga. Ain't no limit, nigga, like Pete Miller. Street nigga, verified, Roman rider nigga, certified. I'm on the clock all day and night. Hit the block and it's a scary sight. They go E-Ride. Black and white steady passing while the chopper steady blasting. Niggas know we bout to cash in.
Yeah.
it ain't over till it's over. Fuck you thought I am a soldier. Oh, niggas know I'm getting closer. Danger all in the mirror and the rover. All this ice on me but the world colder. Fuck 12, tell them I ain't pulling over. We got the type of money that don't ever fold up. With the weight of the world on our shoulders. The world way too big. 7 billion holes in your ass ain't shit. When they tryna close in, tell them suck my dick. The world way too big. 7 billion holes in your ass ain't shit. When they tryna close in, tell them suck my dick.
It ain't over till they punch the clock on me. Day one hustler never punched the clock on me. It ain't over till they punch the clock on me. Day one hustler never punched the clock on me. Middle finger to the world. Shit is working out, my trigger finger doing curls. Middle finger to the world. Shit is working out, my trigger finger doing curls.
Crackin', it's your boy OG Arabian Prince from the world's most dangerous group, NWA. I'm on a G News show with my homegirl, Queen Jean, the sexy Queen Jean, G-Loop, 24-7. Y'all come check this out once a week. Usually just once a week or every day. Once a week, every day. Get on the podcast, go check it out, go on the website, go on the social media, pump up the G News show and Queen Jean.
Arabian Prince, back with a style of hype. Not slow and low, it's the fast type. Getting dumb, can you hit a drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
Back up in here, homie. Yes, sir. Okay, hey. Top of the morning, 6:03. Hopped out of bed, then I got on my knees and I proceed to give the man upstairs his due respect. Another day alive on the set means that I'm blessed. Then I go get fresh, dressed to impress. Every star I follow, one jeans fully pressed. Nike Cortez with the OG golf hat. No skinny jeans and I'll be glad when y'all off that. Forever on the G-Lu show, no one can do it better. Steal down for whatever, whenever though. Dollars make sense, so it gotta be cheddar, bro. Been in this game for a minute, seen money come and go. Even seen some of the homies go with it. I guess I come with doing business. It's a doggy dog world and we all living in it. Push it to the limit, stay out of your feelings. Stay away from fake friends cause they the ones that be doing the killing. Ready, able and willing, homie, meaning I'm raw. If it's a squabble about to happen, I'm the first to take off. Now I gotta take my hat off to the late great Nip. It's 2 years later, homie, and you still miss. But life goes on, we still singing this song. The struggle will continue as well as the marathon. If all we got is love, then we kill the hate. So maybe we can have peace one day. In the words of En Vogue, homie, I'ma hold on. But like the floaters, I'ma just float on. Now with so much drama in the world today, it's kinda hard to be a G, but I'ma stay this way. Yo, for all these years I've been living the same. Stay away from fake homies who been shitting the game. Same name, new face, homie, get you a taste of this straight G shit, cause homie murder's the case. When I ride on the track with my homie D-Lo, he the bullet, I'm the trigger, if I pull it, just smoke. Now go ahead and play hard like the bullets don't burn. It's G-Lu, OG music, homie, it's my turn. Told all my little homies, watch your back and stay safe. You gotta pick and choose the ones you fuck with, okay? Keep it enemies close, your friends even closer, cause your friends be the main ones that'll try to smoke ya. No joker, spades, hearts, diamonds off level, but your homie is a mark. Shit, don't have me start to get to talking all crazy, running off at the mouth about you homies that shady. Ever since the 80s, I did this, baby. Been around the globe, coast to coast, you can't fade me.
what's cracking y'all? G-Lo. It's your big brother from the same mother. C-Lo, repping that 213 since 1981. Checking in from the Pac Northwest, 509 Spokane, Washington. Just reminding all listeners, from the land to Japan, you are listening to the one and only West Side Wednesday show on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to OMG Music. This is the G-Lo Show.
Flossy B.
Money, money.
You see this bitch here?
Come
here,
cutie. Man, hey, what the fuck? Hey, can you believe what I said? I said, come here. Come here, daddy. You look so good.
Flossy B.
slapped
this bitch.
Wait, wait, bitch, back up.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a
groupie.
She was just a
groupie. All she wanted was... Shout out to Flossy B.
Just a groupie. She was just a groupie.
All she wanted just was Snoopy.
She was just a groupie.
I tough it with the hump. I thump the shit out your block. I'm on alert for the cop. Be on alert for the cop. Spot some hoes. Toot in my horn.
Happy birthday to homie Daz. Happy birthday.
15 tumpin', drop the top, smoke town and my dope purchase to 50, yes, some bombing dope. Lost to South Central. I'm on my way to the east side, be hot. Blazing like crazy, need on the ride. Feeling good as fuck on a hot ass day, and it's a cool jam right around the way. Niggas got hoes, but ladies in the world, they wanna play with the minds like little girls. I twirl my fingers in the air, run my fingers through my head. Red bones to black bones, dark bones to red bones. Skinny girls come a dime a dozen, but I play hoes like Lindy Lindy, cause I get pretty. It's all about game, cause when the game is hard to maintain for so long, man. Long Beach, California, from Tulsa to Oklahoma to Night Ward, New Orleans from Mississippi, man, on your home, the key to unlock the dough. From low throws to bones to gold bang, we rock the show. Tell me how much money can one player make, and how much jazz can one nigga break. You just jiggle up, you know, to the heart, you just jiggle up, you know. I was off in Vallejo, filling hoes like Idaho potatoes. What am I to do in life as a G? Being from where I be, DTG. It's Manifico, ran into this pretty ass skirt, Mexico and Puerto Rico, mixed with a sprinkle of black. So I'ma approach it like that, and let her know where I ride and reside at. My zone, the place that I call home, is the world from Philadelphia to Rome. Bitch me a entrepreneur with my nigga DA, rocking tours and we still young. We got bitches, they got some bomb ass lips. She used to put them on these bomb ass tits. She always talks bomb ass shit. She used to blow some bomb ass dick.
She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie. She was just a groupie.
My name is Moore, I'm down with the pound, cause I get around. So let me scoop you, swoop you, and take you. Give me your chance, and I'ma break you down to the very last compound, with my homies from the dog pound.
Now you know, and I know, rule number one, you can't trust no one. Now you can get caught up in the mix real fast. The hoe gon' slip away, get away with all your cash. You got to stay up on your toes when it come to hoes. I bust a brand new hoe at every video. That's on the pound and a row, and like the wind blow, I pass a hoe to my kinfolk, and then smoke. She say she wasn't a groupie, cool, she lookin' juicy. She say she never eat a dick before, but she gon' do me. But before she do me, I blaze up a doobie, then turn on some Scooby and heat up jacuzzi. And later on, I just might turn on the movie so you can regroup me and redo me. Just for Snoopy.
She was just a groupie.
Just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
All she wanted was
Snoopy. She was just a groupie.
Just a groupie.
All she wanted was Snoopy.
She was just a groupie.
Just a groupie.
All she wanted was Snoopy.
She was just a groupie.
All she really, really wanted was
Snoopy.
just a groupie. I hope she really wants to.
She was just a groupie.
Just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
She really was sleeping.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
Really, really wanted to sleep.
She was just a groupie.
She was just a groupie.
There's roaches and shit in this motherfucking here. I forgot about it.
Everything's corrupt. Everything's fucked up. Everything's about a buck with shit out of luck. Yeah. Blood used to be thicker than water. Now it depends on what kind of water you talking about. Niggas will kill they mama over that almighty dollar. Yeah, you know me. Super OG. Always down to take a knee.
Yo, what up, YouTube? This your boy, another Zah, back at you, y'all saw this. And shout out to the G-Lou show, you know what I mean, for actually having me on there yesterday to explain myself and basically, you know, try to reach, you know, these outer limits, the ones are, as far as, like, outer limits, as far as the people that may not really want to connect with each other, you know what I mean, and just really trying to bridge certain gaps. Go ahead and check them out, the G-Lou show. I missed it yesterday, but go ahead and check him out. That dude doing good things on his podcast.
R.I.P. Check it. Welcome to the city and the home of the Lakers. The land of the gangbang, Mexicans, the skyscrapers, Dodgers and the Kings and the Crips and the Bloods. When you mess with one of us, the city, they burn it up. Been dividing us for years cause they fearing we united. Nowadays it's in the open, they ain't even trying to hide it. Everything is one-sided, everything is lopsided. And they murder everyone that rises up and tries to fight it. We entering the days where evil's good and good is evil. That's why I keep my distance, keep soaring like an eagle. Cruising like a regal, hard to kill like Steven Seagal. Taking risks as I fly high, evoking evil. I give it up for my creator. I'm a soldier for the king. If you ain't part of the elect, you ain't knowing what I mean. You'd rather ride in a limousine, get famous like Billie Jean. But that new world order gonna hit you with that guillotine.
This is how we do it in the streets of California. This is how we put it work when we run up on ya.
See, I can make you dance, yeah, and I can make you shake. But I ain't here to entertain, I'm here to change the way you think.
L-A-L-A-A-A.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome to the land of the scandalous, Los Angeles, where all we do is bang, so they claim that they can't handle us. Came up in the 80s where everything was crazy. Moved to the valley of San Gabriel to Shady. Learned the politics and the rules, it was cool. By 7 years later, I'm claiming a hood too. Just a product of the block of the radio that you live in. Where the hooters keep you trapped and your enemies got you backed in. Where the black and brown got the same struggle. Either go to the pen or try to make it out this white bubble that they call the inner city, the hood, the ghetto. We either bang Crip or Blood or Sorrento. I'm with the homie Sticks trying to play my part. We just left the church on our way up to Gary Park. Either way, all we want to do is live safe and live our life righteous by faith.
This is how we do it in the streets of California. This is how we put in work when we run up on ya.
See, I can make you dance, yeah, and I can make you shake. But I ain't here to entertain, I'm here to change the way you think.
L-A-L-A-A-A.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, it's a special place. That's why the Lord raised many of us up in these last days. I ain't trying to make you bob your head though. I'm trying to introduce you to Jesus. We are the last generation, man. It's time to wake up. He's coming back when you least expect it. Better be ready.
Hey, what's up? This is Tom Capone. Every Wednesday night, I'm rocking with the G-Lou Show, Bay Area's finest.
In the beginning, hip-hop was ruled by the East Coast. Then the West Coast rose to prominence, thanks to gangster rap.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Hip hop changed the world. Gangster rap changed the narrative.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
And then changed the world again.
Cause I'm coming to take your life away.
The history of gangster rap features unheard stories, unseen photos and documents, all with exclusive interviews from the founders and players who shape gangster rap.
I think a real gangster rapper has to scare you a little bit.
The history of gangster rap written by veteran rap journalist Soren Baker. In stores October 2nd, 2018.
Yo, what up? This is DJ Quick. Be sure to pick up my homeboy Soren Baker's book, The History of Gangster Rap, if you really want to know what we do.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. Look, the only reason I survive, cause a nigga is special first. You get successful, then they get stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street niggas, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just less concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. In the only room, keep your dollar bills right. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coat, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. IRS on my dick, try to audit all my checks. Too late, you know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack or storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yeah, you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be me, I'm saving all my little bread. Pray for me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas. Niggas is extinct, it ain't safe for me, my dog, they killing niggas in they own hood, that makes sense to you at all, you burnt your bridge to the other side, you know you can't swim across, y'all know niggas can't swim, they fried Mike after he died, y'all know niggas can't win, you never land on your side, I arrived on the J. Fred Hampton, got murdered, hold up, assassinated just to clarify further, what y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford, big step on the jet with my legs crossed, black stones on my neck, y'all can't kill Christ, black messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
shout out to Dime Hood, you know what I'm saying? Doing it big, you know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to the G-Boo Show, Westside Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. Keep it one.
Yep. Hey, shout out to my boy Hampshire the Gangster out there. Shout out to the Rev Ali. Shout out to my boy Conejo. Shout out to Sweet P. Shout out to HQ tuning in. What's up, HQ? Let me see. I got Queen Jean with me, though. Queen Jean, what's going on? You just hanging
you know
out
what?
Now, so. What's
I
up,
know,
Queen?
Right? I hear that they out there in Cali shooting on the freeways. You know how they used to do that back in the day?
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
doing it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
shooting
on the freeways.
Yeah, that's been big, like
it's
the last few weeks. When I was there, I was hearing about that. I heard it's even worse now. Somebody got killed or something, so it's like, yeah, it's bad. Right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I heard that they vandalized the mural of Nipsey in Inglewood.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is getting crazy out there.
That shit is sad because the dude is showing his face. It's some dude from Inglewood family. And he just like on some 6ix9ine stuff, just like wanting attention. Like, why would you do that? And then he all on Instagram, like showing his face, talking shit and woonty wompty womp. I'm like, wow, these kids are just on a whole other level. Yeah, he all on his thing. Like, yeah, that was me and woonty womp showing himself and talking shit. Fuck y'all and know y'all mad. And yeah, some little young dude from Inglewood family.
He's just not thinking.
It's like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
These little kids
on
a whole
other
level.
Man,
that's foul. Yeah, he's not thinking. That's foul, first of all. Then he's just not thinking. That's just like, dude, come on, man. For some little bit of clout and fame. You know what I mean? You a done deal,
right,
now, dog.
Like,
you showed your face.
Right.
Your own homies ain't gonna like that. You know that's just crazy, man. Because
yeah,
now you starting a whole bunch of shit by doing that. You know?
Yeah, you're bringing the wrong attention to yourself. That's for sure.
Yeah. And for what? You know? I don't know. It's crazy.
It's mad
these
crazy.
Kids, you know? Yeah, I don't know what to say about it. I really don't.
So what's the topic tonight on the after hour?
Oh, we're going to be discussing a few different things. The topic of discussion is actually loyalty, right? And it's like the need to belong, like to people. Same thing, just like what we talking about with this young dude. You know, maybe the young people, they feel a need to be loved or fit in or you know, or do they know what loyalty is? Do they know what they're really doing? Or is everything just about clout or fame? You know what I mean? Then we're going to touch on some racial issues, interracial dating and interracial mingling and stuff and just all the way around. We got a few different topics we're going to discuss, so we should get pretty deep, you know what I mean? But, yeah, we're going to talk about it tonight. So tune in if you can.
Awesome.
YouTube, we're there and the after hours.
Yeah. People need to tune in
yeah.
and listen to that good conversation that's be going on. And if you got any questions, ask them. We have a phone line.
Right.
Too,
that's
huh?
what it is, Q&A. Yeah, it's Q&A.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah, ask the questions and we'll try to answer them. You know, if not, we'll get help. People out there listening, you know, can help us, you know, so it's a group effort, you know, group effort.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it should be.
It'll be very
What else going on, Queen?
You know, it's been, like, really, really too hot out here in these Carolinas. We've been having 90-degree weather, and it's, you know, you want this heat, but then when this heat comes, well, I speak for me, I be wanting this heat. But when this heat comes, it's like, oh, my, you know, you can't even be comfortable in it because of the humidity
Man.
Of it. And,
right.
yeah, it'd be like 90, but it'd be feeling like it's 100 and some change. It's just
right.
crazy. I don't know
right.
what your weather's like out there. But
no, that shit
been
hot
wild.
As hell. It was so hot today. I felt so bad. Like, after, man, when I got off work, you know, I used to go to the gym. I was like, I didn't even feel it today. I've just been really all week. I don't know, since I got back, I've been feeling like this, but I've been working it out. But it's just been really hot, and it's just been like taking your energy, and like today, I didn't even want to do nothing. I came home. It was just like, man, well, I feel bad about it, but it's just like, man, it's just been too hot, you know, and that just really drained you.
Yeah, that energy, dude. I mean, that sun will drain you. It takes all that energy away, because I can't even sit outside on the deck because it'd be too hot. I was like, oh, right. My goodness, it's just burning up. And then it's hot inside, and it's just too much. And I don't know what the weather's like in Cali right now.
It's been cool over there. From what I hear, it's been all cool, you know, but shit, you know, it's coming, you know, but it's just different with that heat and the humidity and stuff. That makes a big difference, you know?
Yeah, so, it makes a real big difference.
Yeah, it's all
but
good.
Other than that, there ain't too much else going on, you know, just staying solid, staying in my lane.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation earlier, man, that meditation was like right on time. You know, sometimes you just feel like, okay, I need to just go sit down and just shut it all off, just close out my mind. And I did that about maybe 4 o'clock this evening, and it set the tone for this evening.
Right.
Because sometimes you just need to do that. Because I was wondering about you. I said, where is G? I haven't seen him on you know, you get used to seeing people on social media. Like, where is G?
Right.
I haven't seen you on social media. And then all of a sudden, there you were. It was like, okay.
Yeah, I'll pop up. I'll pop up on him, you know, every now. I'll pop up.
Yeah.
When the right time is right.
So look, DMX's new album is coming
Go ahead.
out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I heard about it.
When is it? The 28th.
Okay, so
that's
Friday.
What's that, tomorrow?
Friday.
Oh yes, Friday. Yeah, it'll be out Friday. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah. Exodus.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty good.
A lot of good collabs, so yeah. But that's a really good thing. He left us with a gem. Something new and then all the old school stuff.
Yeah,
you did say happy birthday to Daz Dillinger, huh?
Yeah, I did. Happy birthday, Daz. I don't know if it was his birthday yesterday or the day one. Yesterday, I think. Happy birthday, Daz. And everybody else out there celebrating birthday. I know it's Gemini season, so shout out to all the Geminis out there. And whoever's celebrating the birthday,
Canejo.
Happy birthday from the G-Loop Show. Canejo, when is his birthday?
Canejo, well, I know he's a Gemini and also HQ,
so they got
birthdays coming up, too. So
Yeah, shout out to them Geminis, man. A lot of Geminis. Shout out to the Geminis. Much love to y'all. Yeah.
You said your mom is
okay.
Well, right?
Yeah, mom's a Gemini. That's all June, though, so shout out to the June babies and just all
up.
The Geminis, period. Yep. Shout out to y'all, man. G Lou Show, West Side Word.
Huh?
Yeah, we lost him. I don't know. He didn't check back in, so I don't know. Yep. Shout out to the homie, though, man. Okay. If anything you guys missed, you better check back on it. Maybe he'll check back before the show is over, but I'm sure something happened, you know, because we just lost him suddenly. So shout out to Andre. I hope everything's okay, man, and thank you again for joining us. Westside Wednesdays, Compton Edition.
Pussy on me.
Yo, you must be bullshitting, right?
Hell no, man. Look, check this out. It was a fine-ass bitch standing out in front of my house yesterday on the drop, and that nigga was scared to come at her, man.
Yo, man, that don't even sound like the energy.
Man, that nigga be purping like he a pimp and shit, you know what I'm saying? But if she would have stepped to me, it would have been a little different.
Yo, man, how you think it would have been different?
Nigga, I would have came at her real, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, only nigga come real is me. But tell me, how would you come?
If the bitch would have stepped to me, I would have came at her something like this. Yo, how would you like to spend some time with DJ Quick Girl? I know I'm better than good, cause I can rock your world. But come with me and you will see just what I'm all about. And I go straight to the moon, so let me bust it out. I wanna grind and moan while I hold your hand. And girl, we're both mature enough so we can dirty dance. Cause can't you see that I'm a player and I've got to have it, just like a rabbit. So come on baby, let me grab it. I want don't mislead you, just let me feed you a 9-inch diggity diggity dicky all up in you. But you know I do it right, my name ain't Sydney. Get on your hands and knees and let me stab the kidney from the back, all up in your intestinal tract. Some call them guts, but I call it the butt. And now you see that I'm a true one, girl, you're so appealing. I wanna fuck you to the ceiling, cause I got that feeling. And that's how I come at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I see you got a little Mac there, you know?
A little Mac, nigga, I got game, you bitches be on it.
Yo, man, but you ain't proving nothing to me yet.
Yeah, right, I'ma prove it to you in the second verse, so. I'm DJ Quick, a player and a hustler too. So many girlies on my track that I don't know what to do. I buy my Jimmy as by the cases and not by the packs, because I knock so many boots I have to keep them in stacks. Now the fellas they get jealous, the ladies they get hot, because they know that I'm a player giving it all that I got. And in the sheets I'm a super lover, that's what I said. I may be quick on the tables, but I'm forever in bed, because I grind it and get behind it. And when my tape stops, I get up and rewind it. I like to fuck it, I never suck it. And if you're dumb, I get you sprung just like a clug, bitch. Hey, DJ Quick is in effect for the 9 of season. Season is the reason, cause I'm so damn pleasing. Quick is the name, and if you think that I'm appealing, then go for what you know, baby, because I got that feeling.
Yo, man, I see what you're saying, man.
Oh, yeah, Kevin, it's just that simple.
I know, man, you should pump that AMG.
I know, man, that nigga needs some courage. You know what I'm saying? Cause we handle it, and we out of here.
Just got word that the homie Hub City Dre phone had died. That's what happened. So he wasn't able to check back in, but he said he will be coming back with us following the election. You know what I mean? After next week, good or bad. So he just sends his love and said that his phone died. That's what happened. So thank you, man. I'm just glad everything's okay with you. It's the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesday.
How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crack is like a dope. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crack like.
This is the original Los Angeles beat stepper, Tweet Cadillac baby, and you tuned in to the G Luke Show. Westside Wednesday, OG Sunday, we rolling the pip light, Sweet Cadillac baby. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crack is like a note. How I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crack is like a note.
The synthesis.
G-Lo. OG. California Love Part 3. Still rolling. Still holding. Shout out to God, though. California Love Part 3, look at me, OG, still here, after everyone left, no stress though, cause every day I still feel blessed, and I'm still gon' rep myself. California Love Part 3, look at me, OG, still here, after everyone left, no stress though, cause every day I still feel blessed, and I'm still gon' rep that West.
coming straight up out the east side. City full of bricks, white fence, 18s where the G's ride. I ain't never seen no peace signs. All I seen was homies throwing up gang signs, so I banged mine. At the same time, I was coming up in a city full of sharks where you gotta be sharp. Gotta think smart and you better have heart if you wanna last another day. Living with a killer's blade. California love, but it ain't no love here. Homie, this the killing field, better have your gun near or get shot up in the process. Homie, this is not a game, everybody gotta play their part, yes. You know the object, get in, get out. But when you join a gang, shit, ain't no other way out. So you better stay out my way when they find your name on the wall. Homie, crossed out with a K. California love, part three, look at me, OG, still here. After everyone left, no stress though, cause every day I still feel blessed. And I'm still gon' rep my
the synthesis, 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 the synthesis.
Now let me bring you back up today. Fast forward all that gang shit, homie, now the living in the A. Started my own label back in 2008. So, OMG's now the squad that I play for. Try to bring the team, but the homies wasn't playing fair. Instead of dreams, shit turned into nightmares. I got ambitions as a rider, Tupac. Same homies riding for, the same was a flip-flop. But I ain't tripping, no, I still love this hip-hop. Still get paid every time that my shit drops. Graduated from the open mics and talent shows. Now we sell worldwide from Calio to Tokyo. I got a chosen flow, I spit real shit. I don't speak swag, homie, I just kill shit. I got a meal ticket, I'm trying to cash out. But these women still walking with they ass out. And these dudes running around, they no better. Got tight jeans and dresses on the cashmere sweaters. Will it get better before the shit gets worse? I don't know, man, it's just like the gift and the curse. But what comes first, the love or the hate? The homies still real, are the ones who turn fake. From 2008, shit to 2015, I done seen a whole lot of shit change, know what I mean? California love part three, look at me, OG still here. After everyone left, no stress though, cause every day I still feel blessed. And I'm still gon' rep my set. California love part three, look at me, OG still here. After everyone left, no stress though, cause every day I still feel blessed. And I'm still gon' rep that West. West.
Day, G Lou, every day.
All right, check this out. Tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. One-third of the Jones girls in the building. Make sure you're there. Make sure you're there. Westside Wednesdays. Point Tweed FM is what makes you there. Or stay the square you are. Queen Jean, we got a few minutes left, so you know what we do about this time. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, we just want to tell you people, our audience, our family, our friends, to be safe out there when you're out and about. Peace and love. Smile at someone. You never know. That smile might brighten someone's day up. Say hello. Be kind to one another. And stay solid. That's what I have to say to you all. Stay prayed up as well. Stay prayed up. Give it to us, Jean. That's prayer.
I like that. What you've been keeping it solid lately. I like that. Like you just that just sums it up. Keep it solid. You know, I like that. So everybody out there, keep it solid. Because, you know, when you're solid, you know, it's like unbreakable. It's solid. You know, whether it's liquid or in the hard form, whatever it is. If it's solid, you know what I mean? It's solid. So you can't go wrong with that. So just keep it solid. Keep it 1,000. Keep it G. Whatever you do to please yourself, just keep it right with God, though, and yourself. Mainly do that. Before you keep it real with anybody else, keep it real with yourself and with God. Cause he's gonna lead you the right way anyway. You know what I mean? And like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. But I like to kind of break that down more. I feel even bad even telling you 7 days. You know, it's like 1 day without prayer makes 1 week, man. W E A K. So yes. You know, just get that together, man. Just add that in somewhere in your daily schedule, some type of prayer. You know what I mean? Just talk to him. However you do it, do it. Meditate, like Queen said. Get you some peace and solitude in your life. And relax, rethink, reset. You know, you need to hit that reset button every now and then. So reset your brain, your body, your focus, your demeanor, you know what I mean, your vibe, your spirit, you know what I mean, your love. Reset it every now and then, you know what I mean? And you do that, you'll be okay. And that's for me, G. Lou. That's Queen G. And we love you back. And everybody out there, we love you. Every Wednesday night, we're here. Friday as well, we'll be back on Friday. Do we have a guest Friday? I'm not sure. I think we do. Tune in Friday, though. We'll figure it out. But make sure you're there tomorrow night. Tweedy Cadillac, like I said, the Jones Girls, 1/3 of the Jones Girls will be there. I'll be there with the homie as well. So we need all you guys' support as well. Thursday, Friday, we're back. Sunday, you know, we do our thing. OG Sunday, shout out to Flossie B, Hank Norman, Malik Spellman. And then Saturday, check out Queen Jean. Dede Harrison, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. And we got something big coming up in July, y'all. We're going to make those announcements. We're trying to plan something big in July. So we'll get together, man. So stay tuned into that. And everybody out there, we love y'all, man. Much love to the Rev Ali as well. And sponsors, BTP Media Group, Tweed Cadillac, Dede Harrison, GLUShow.com. If there's anything else, I think we're out here, Queen. Anything else you got to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, make sure you go and get the Oldies Who Forever Volume 1 streaming live on all digital platforms. You have to get that. That's a banger. It's a banger. And I wanted to say this to G. Lou. I love your music. I love your unique style of music. So keep on doing your thing.
Thank you, Queen. I'm humble, very humble. Thank you.
For sure. Stay solid.
Yes, sir. Stay solid. You don't do nothing else. Stay solid. That being said, we out of here, y'all. Love y'all. Peace and love. See y'all next time.